Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Get up before the rooster, put on my camo, load up my bow and my rifle and stock the ammo. I'm a bullet with the bullet, but I'm lethal with the arrow. Always down for the hunt, dub turkey and big buck. Hit the woods and get fitted up, mossy oak all across my fit. Don't be surprised, we do this too.
I get up before the sun with my 30 at 6. All body on, I ain't worried about the kick.
Welcome back, y'all. It's another edition of the We Do This Too Outdoors podcast. And as always, we are presented to you in partnership with brands that we feel represent the very best of the outdoor industry. So before we get started, we'd like to give a special shout out to Moultrie Products, Uller's Archery, Threads Custom Bowstrings, G5 Outdoors, Blackburn Apparel Company, Deer Pimp Scents and Lures, Vision Clothing, Bluebird Waterfowl Company, Angry Chicken Outdoors, Alps Outdoors, and last but certainly not least, a special shout out to the good folks over at Briley's for leaving a legacy of shooting innovation. Whether you need new cameras to elevate the scouting experience, new arrows, or anything for your archery setups, clothing, scent, or whatever it may be, as a supporter of the podcast, you can use promo code WDTTPROMO, that's WDTTPROMO, for 15% off anything on the website at Ullersarchery.com. Some exclusions may apply. With that being said, let's dive into another episode of the We Do This Too Outdoors podcast with your host, Mr. Courtney Williams.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of the We Do This Too Outdoors podcast. I've got a super, super, super special guest on today. I've got my son. He's 7 years old. His name is Samson, and he absolutely loves the outdoors, and he loves being outside with his daddy. He's been wanting to get on the podcast for a long time. He's been wanting to start his own YouTube channel for a long time. But I told him he can't do that just yet. But I've got him on today. Samson James, how you doing, buddy?
Real good.
Real good. Are you excited to be on Daddy's podcast?
Yep.
Yep. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about everything hunting and deer hunting and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm about to start asking you some questions, okay? So you get ready.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. How did you get introduced to the outdoors? What got you introduced to the outdoors?
You, Uncle Holden, Uncle Kenny, and the YouTubers that hunt, like, you watch them all the time. They shoot with bows, and it just got me into it for some reason.
Got you into it. Do you like being outdoors?
Mm-hmm.
If you could be outdoors doing one thing right now, what would it be?
Shooting deer.
You like shooting deer. Do you want to tell the listeners about your deer hunt last weekend? Mm-hmm. What happened? Tell the story.
So me, my dad, and Uncle Kenny, there's like a little two-pointer comes out of the wood right here. And then he was in there. I shot him. I hit him, but we couldn't find it, though.
Yeah. Do you think you shot him a little bit too low or too high on the body?
Too low.
Yep, I think you shot him too low too. So Christmas is coming up here pretty soon. What did you ask Santa for Christmas?
I asked for one of those big NFL footballs and a crossbow.
And a crossbow. Do you like the crossbow better than you like your regular bow, or do you like your regular bow better than your crossbow?
I like, since my other crossbow broke, like, I think it's going to break even more, so I like my normal bow.
You like your normal bow? Yeah, we're Daddy's going to try to talk to Santa and see if he can get you a bow for Christmas and possibly a crossbow if you're good. You think you've been good enough this year to get two bows? Yeah. You can talk. It's all right.
I know.
All right. You can't just shake your head because some people might be listening to this in the car and they gotta hear what you're saying. So you gotta talk loud, speak up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So if you're outside with your daddy, what do you like doing most? Do you like deer hunting with me? Do you like going dove hunting with me? Duck hunting? What do you like? What do you want to do the most with me?
I like deer hunting.
You like deer hunting? Why do you like deer hunting so much?
Because it's fun, and Uncle Kenny didn't get a chance to cut the field, and they're like blended in so you can't really see them.
Yeah, that grass was pretty high, so you really couldn't see that deer too well. And you're tall for your age, but you're also pretty short. And Daddy could barely see that deer too, so I know Daddy could barely see it. I know you couldn't either. So when you get older, besides wanting to go to the NFL, do you think you'll be a hunter and a fisherman like your daddy, or you think you're going to go do something else?
Be like you.
Be like me. Okay. You're going to teach your son or your daughter everything that I've taught you?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the number one safety tips when if you see a gun somewhere, what do you do?
Tell you.
Tell me. That's right.
Or mama.
You always go tell an adult. You never pick up a gun and... You always go tell an adult. You never pick it up. What about if me and you are sitting in the deer blind together and we're looking for deer? How would you tell people how to look for them?
Get your binoculars and just look for it for something.
Look for them for something.
Yep.
So if you're... go ahead. What did you about to say?
You could shoot a doe for good meat, though.
Yeah, the does are usually have better meat. You know why that is?
No.
Why do you think that is?
Because they're more smaller.
Because they're smaller and they got, but yeah, usually the small, like rabbit and stuff like that, the smaller they are, and all they eat is like corn and grass and stuff. So you got more tender meat with the doe. That's why most people want the does for the meat, and they want the buck for the horns. You think you're going to be able to get some horns to put on your wall like Daddy's got on his wall?
Yeah, how many bucks do you have on your wall right now? I know you have a lot, but do you have five or four?
I've got four in here, and I've got two at Granny's, and one, I don't know exactly where it is.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how many Uncle Holden has?
Like 10, 7?
No, Uncle Holden, this year, this will be number 3 for him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you got any pointers you want to give any of the listeners out there about hunting outside and getting outdoors?
What do you mean by pointers?
Your pointers, like something that you can tell somebody that wants to get out there and go hunting that they don't really know much about getting outside and hunting. So they're going to come to you and be like, hey, Samson, what do I need to do to be able to get a deer? What would you tell them?
So you just walk to, you just get in a vehicle, like a four-wheeler. You just drive to your blind, get in there, sit down, and be patient. If you don't be patient, a deer might come and you might scare it off.
That's right. And you have a big problem with being patient, don't you?
Yes, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, you do. It's okay, though. When I was your age, I had a problem being patient, too. But my daddy didn't take me deer hunting. My dad only took me rabbit, quail, and squirrel hunting and stuff like that because daddy didn't know how to deer hunt. I had to teach myself how to deer hunt pretty much. So you've got a big leg up for some of the other kids out there. But you got to be real patient. You got to be real quiet. And with you got to bring a lot of snacks and a lot of water and a lot of drinks. Ain't that right?
What are quails?
You don't know what quails are? Quail is like a bigger dove. I had to show you what that looks like. You know what a dove looks like. A quail is just a little bit bigger than a dove. It's a bird, though, and it flies just like a dove does. I said, I feel like a dove flies 10 times faster than a quail. Them doves are fast. You know how fast them quail or those doves fly. You've seen me and Uncle Lance shoot them.
The quails are this fast.
Yeah, they're fast, too. Yep. So Santa Claus is going to come this year and try to bring you some stuff to go hunting with. Is there any other thing that you want Santa to bring that you didn't tell him that you wanted? Because he listens to this podcast.
So all I want for Christmas, if I lose some teeth, is my two front teeth. My two front teeth.
You are silly Willy. You know that?
Yeah.
So if you couldn't get out there and hunt with your daddy, who would you want to take you besides your daddy? If daddy couldn't go that day, who would you want to go take you?
Uncle Holden.
Uncle Holden, why would you want Uncle Holden to go take you?
Because he like has drones, so if you can't find him, he can get one of the drones up here, look for it.
Yeah, he's got a lot of drones, doesn't he? He's got that one cool drone that'll...
Yeah, remember I fell down in the field? I was running and I went up.
Yeah, you can put it in your hand like this, and it'll follow you around. Yeah. Remember that drone that he had? That would be a cool drone to go find a deer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you had your own YouTube channel, what would it be called?
It would be called Samson's Hunting Channel with Samson and Courtney.
Yeah. You that's what you'd call it. What would we be doing on there? What would you show some people how to do?
So we'd be hunting, and we could do a shooting contest with our bows.
with a bow. You want to do a shooting contest with our bow? That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. You think people would watch that show?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Because it would be a new channel.
Yeah. Would you have any of your friends on there with you? What some of your friends, what would you have them on there?
I'd have Tyson and Coco.
Have Tyson and Coco? You know, Judd shoots a bow, too. You wouldn't have Judd on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. You three, the three musketeers, would put y'all on there shooting a bow.
Okay.
You can put Tyson's dad on there, too, Mr. Wade. You can put Mr. Wade on there, too, and me and Daddy, and could show you how to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What else do you want to talk about? Anything else you want to talk about before we get off here?
Can we talk about, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah, you can ask me some questions. Go ahead, buddy.
So, what's the biggest buck you've ever got?
The biggest buck I ever got was a 12-point deer, and he scored 152.
Is it next to you in the wall?
Yep, it's the big one down here at the bottom down here.
Yeah, it's over there.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
So, like, how did you even start your hunting and your YouTube channel?
Okay, do you remember when Daddy went down to Tennessee with Uncle Holden 2 years ago?
No.
We went down there for that Total Archery Challenge in Belvidere, Tennessee. And there were people coming up to Daddy, and they didn't know that people that look like me and you hunted and fished and stuff. And I just told them that we do this too. And that's how the name came about. That's cool, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. You got any more questions?
How much money did it cost for you to buy your lights back there?
My lights. I got my lights on Amazon for $29.99, free shipping. They were here in 2 days. So shout out to Amazon Prime for always getting me my stuff in 2 days. Yeah.
Can you ask me a few more questions before we get off?
Yeah, I can ask you a few more questions. So, if you could go anywhere with Daddy to hunt, what state would you want to go to, and what animal would you want to hunt with Daddy?
I would like to go to Florida. Wait, we're somewhere with a big mountain.
Like Colorado, Montana, out there.
I would go to Colorado and shoot a big ram.
Shoot a big ram?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So my buddy Trey, remember the dreaded archer? The guy with the long dreads that talks to Daddy all the time. He has his own podcast with his brother that me and you watch sometimes before me and Daddy go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives in South Dakota, and he goes and hunts rams all the time. So South Dakota's got him too. So if you want to go up there, I can make a phone call to Mr. Trey and see if we can go up there and get you a big old ram. If you could take anybody hunting with you on this adventure that me and you would go on in South Dakota or Montana or Colorado, who would you take? Which one of your friends would you want to take hunting with you?
I would take you, Tyson. Does Asher know how to hunt?
I don't know if Asher hunts or not, buddy.
I'll take Tyson, Judd. And that's all.
That's all? Okay. That'd be cool. So when you get older, when you get 16 years old, and daddy teaches you how to drive before you get your driver's license, you want a truck or do you want a car?
Truck.
What kind of truck do you want?
A Ram like yours.
You want a Ram like mine? Heck yeah, buddy. What color do you want? Blue?
Yeah.
You want a blue one? Okay. And we're going to put Samson on the front of it. And we're going to put Knucklehead on the back. And on the tailgate, it's going to say, I love to hunt. And you're going to have your first, well, hopefully it'll be, it won't be your first deer, but you'll have a big old deer in the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
Well, I can see you're getting restless. So is there anything that you want to tell the people that's listening to this podcast?
We do this too.
Yeah, bud, we do this too. So, hey, guys. My son's on here. He just wanted to get on here. He's wanting to be on my podcast here for a while. So I just figured that I'd get him on here just to let him say hello and ask him a few questions. So if you're listening to this, please give it a like, subscribe to my channel, and leave a review. He loves to go through them and watch these videos. So that'd be awesome. So big game, small game, all game. We do this too. Tell them, bub.
We do this too.
Your little one grew 3 inches overnight. Adorable. Also, expensive. Sell their pint-sized pieces on Depop and list them in minutes with no selling fees. Because somewhere, a dad refuses to pay full price for the clothes his kids will outgrow tomorrow. And he's ready to buy your son's entire wardrobe right now. Consider your future growth spurt budget secured. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste. Payment processing fees and boosting fees still apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.